USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Texas hope to press charges against a second suspect in the shooting death of a 7-year-old girl on December 30th as she was riding in her family's car on a highway near Houston. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez saying that 20-year-old Eric Black has already been formally charged with capital murder for her death, but he has said that a second person was also involved. As for the red pickup truck that Jasmine Barnes' sister had claimed to have seen around the time of the shooting.
We believe now that that red truck and the driver is most likely just a witness, either by sight or sound, to what actually transpired.
But the sheriff stresses,
we still want that individual to come forward because perhaps they could now shed some light.
At day 17, it's now the third longest partial federal government shutdown in history, and there doesn't appear to be a solution coming anytime soon. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
An award show last night called by some the pre-Oscars. At the 76th annual Golden Globe Awards, Bohemian Rhapsody, the saga about the rock band Queen, ended up winning the year's Best Motion Picture Drama. And actor Rami Malek won Best Actor in a Motion Picture Drama for portraying Freddie Mercury, the band's frontman.
Thank you to Freddie Mercury for giving me the joy of a lifetime.
The real Freddie Mercury died back in 1991, while Green Book, the account of a true life road trip through the Jim Crow South, winning the award for Best Comedy or Musical. And Christian Bale took home a Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Motion Picture Comedy for his portrayal of former VP Dick Cheney in Vice. Actor Kevin Spacey's to make an appearance in a courtroom in Massachusetts today to be arraigned on a sexual assault charge after allegedly groping an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant in Nantucket in 2016. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
U.S. House Majority Leader Democrat Steny Hoyer says any talk of impeachment of President Trump are really just a distraction.
No, I don't think an impeachment process is inevitable, and that's not what we're focused on.
Like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a CBS interview, the Maryland Democrat Hoyer said on NBC's Meet the Press that he encourages members to let Special Counsel Robert Mueller complete his investigation before there's any talk of moving on to impeachment. He wants Democrats to concentrate on issues like voting rights, campaign finance reform, health care, and other topics that he says propelled the party to the House majority in last year's midterm elections. Disneyland's increasing ticket prices to its theme parks again. Effective immediately, the California park is increasing the price of the least expensive one-day ticket by $7 to $104. Single-day park hoppers are up $14 to $199. And for college football fans, it's akin to the Super Bowl. Alabama and Clemson will be battling again tonight in the college football playoff national championship game at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. The Crimson Tide and the Tigers have faced off in the title game 2 of the last 3 seasons, with each of them winning once. And remember, find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.